Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're coming to a great passage of Scripture today. It's in John chapter 6, and we're going to begin picking up where we left off yesterday. It's in verse 35, and a great and glorious truth is being given to us, so let's follow the Word of God today. Here is the bread of life from John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that whoever looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus, who has said previously, "I'm the bread of life. You followed me all the way back across the Sea of Capernaum because I gave you bread, fed the 5,000. And you love the miracles and you love the product of the miracles. But the whole purpose of that was to tell you, I am the bread of life." You remember Moses? He gave the manna in heaven. Well, that actually was the Father who gave you Moses and the Father who gave you the manna through Moses. Now, what that pointed to has come to you. I have come to you. I am the bread of life. The Father has sent me, his Son, to save you, that you might become sons and daughters of the living God. So I am the bread of life. Come to me. But you won't come to me. Why won't you come to me? You won't believe. You won't believe unless the Father gives you the ability to believe. And now Jesus says this, "Why have I come down, the bread of life? I've come down for a very specific reason, that is to glorify my Father by doing his will." Now what is the will of the Father? Here's what he says. "The will of the Father is that I would save all that he has given to me. So I tell you, I've come to do the will of the Father, and I will lose not one of all that the Father has given to me. And all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out." Here's this glorious marriage, this complementary two sides of one coin, the sovereignty of God. The Father has sent Jesus to save his people from their sins. And Jesus affirms the sovereign power of God's grace will assure all that the Father has given to him shall be redeemed. Those whom the Father has given to him will be redeemed at the cross. Who will lay a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of the Father, who now intercedes for us. So Jesus says, "I lose not one. I redeemed them at the cross, and I will send the Holy Spirit," that, as one preacher said, that wonderful bloodhound from heaven that will sniff us out no matter where we are, bring us to the conviction of our sins, break us of our arrogance, and cause us to desire to confess our sins and put our trust in Christ alone as the Lord of glory. So here's Jesus. They actually saw him, but they wouldn't believe in him. You see, our problem is not the lack of information. Our problem is our need of regeneration. We need to be born again. You need to be set free from your sins in order to trust Jesus as your Savior from your sins. And that's what he says is assured. The Father has given him a people. He will save his people. And he who saves his people will send the Holy Spirit for his people. How will you know his people? They come to him. So he says to all, "Anyone who comes to me, I will not cast out." Why? Because if you come, that's because he came for you. Jesus isn't lost and we find him. We are lost. Jesus will find you. And when he finds you, then you will find him. And when you find him, you have life evermore. That's another slice of fresh bread for today. Read tomorrow what will prepare you for the Lord's Day. We purposefully do not have fresh bread on Saturday. We want you to go to God's Word and prepare yourself and your family for Lord's Day worship. We'll see you again on Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.